Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Other than the coronavirus, there is nothing more annoying than getting ghosted.
Sure that.
Having a great date and then not hearing from that person. Why? Well, we're here to help you out and get answers. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Lauren.
Hey! Hi.
Hey there, Lauren. So tell us about Garrett.
He was actually the first date that I've had in 6 months after I had a really bad breakup. So, you know, I was nervous and all that, but super pleasantly surprised. We were out for 6 hours on our first date.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I actually was listening to a therapist the other day saying those long day dates are not always what you think in your head. Like, oh my gosh, this is so great because we spent 8 hours together. That you should actually maybe limit that. Like,
really?
Try to make the first couple dates.
Because you wanting more?
Shorter. Yeah, just so you don't like just get into this sense of like, oh my gosh, we're just like so all in now.
Oh, I see.
Well, and it just happened, like, it happened so naturally. We started with drinks, and we did it pretty early.
Well, you did what pretty early?
The day,
bro. Oh, the day. Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Pretty early, and then it just led to a late-night dinner because we were having a great time.
Well,
but
good.
Not good because it's been 2 weeks, and there's no second date on the horizon. I don't know. I'm really confused. Like, yeah. I feel like I've been out of this game for so long, and I don't really know what to do.
That sucks. If you had a 6-hour date and then you don't hear from the dude, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That would really mess with my mind.
Totally.
Well, Lauren, let's get to the bottom of it, and hopefully he'll tell us what's up, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Garrett.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's Brad Booker with Alex Franco and Sarah Osborne. You're lucky enough to be on the morning show with us.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
We're right in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we want to let you know that we also have Lauren on. We just talked to her, and she told us about what an amazing first date you guys had.
Yeah.
No.
She said that she hasn't heard anything from you for a couple of weeks and that you have not scheduled any second date, although she thinks that you're really awesome and that things went well.
Yeah, 6 hours is a long time.
That's
man.
A long date.
That's like you could have bailed any time.
Do you disagree? Do you feel like it did not go well?
Lauren, I don't know you that well, but I do have to tell you, your behavior toward the end of the date was a little crazy.
What are you talking about?
So, like, when we were at drinks, everything was going fine. Everything, like, you know, she was funny, she was smart, etc.
You know, all the good things, whatever, but...
Wow. Very industry standard answer.
Well, as the date wore on, I started to, like... see these things about her, particularly when she would talk about like dealing with her ex, that were like she stole his dog for a week after they broke up.
That is weird.
She threw away all his watches and socks and ties, just some really like vengeful, crazy stuff. And I like, you know, everything seemed like it was going okay, but I just kept having this voice in my head going like, alert, alert, danger,
child.
Yeah. Exactly. Molly.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can I just say something?
Yeah, please. Like, please.
You're taking this all out of context. I was telling you because I thought it was funny, and my ex was terrible. He deserved all of that and more that I didn't do. If you can't, like, laugh about things, what the hell? Like, I don't...
Well... Yeah, you might have been laughing, but your ex certainly wasn't when you stole his dog for a week. That is pretty...
I mean...
That's a lot.
Like, that's just...
Okay, you don't understand.
No, we don't understand, and maybe we don't, but you can't share that stuff on a first date because 99.9% of guys are going to run with that information. You share that with your girlfriends, and you move on.
I mean, I would have loved it. I like a girl like that. I mean, I just like the interesting... It's just...
You would have been like, okay, girl, let's go out on a second date.
I mean, she gave the dog back. Again, it's the past. It's what she did in the past.
All true.
Exactly.
I mean, so it's like... And she's laughing about it. I mean, for 6 hours, y'all, you're going to have to talk about something.
Yeah, but that's a lot when you don't really know...
That's right.
You know, maybe like 3 or 4 dates in and he knows you a little bit better, and so then he has context. But
yes.
When you like lead with that...
Right. I agree with Sarah wholeheartedly. That is sending off some pretty big signs.
And I'm not scolding you. I'm just trying to give you advice.
Right, right.
No.
That's how I would feel, too, for sure. So wait, Garrett, are you saying that you're not interested in going out with Lauren again?
I am not interested in going out with Lauren again.
All right. Well, Lauren, sorry about that.
He sounds too stiff for you anyways, Lauren. There's not a joke in there, Booker. There's not a joke. Nope.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.